Listening Dog Media.
This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
He's one of England's most capped international players.
Seaman is the man here.
He's one of the world's most decorated goalkeepers.
And it's somehow kept out by Seaman. That is a fantastic save.
This is Seaman Says with David Seaman.
And Seaman, what a magnificent save.
Hear him.
Breathtaking.
Like never before.
Welcome back to Seaman Says with me, David Seaman, and Lindsay Hooper. Our guest today is a man who has won league titles in three different countries, as well as being the only player to play every game in Arsenal's invincible season. Please welcome Jens Lehmann.
Hey, good morning.
Jens, morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
And you good?
Good morning. Good
morning. You are?
I'm Lindsay. You may remember that I interviewed you over Zoom once about yoga. Do you remember?
Yeah, four years ago, right?
Wow.
I'm not that much interviewed by ladies.
You're not into it now.
So yeah, yoga.
It makes us more memorable, huh?
Yeah.
Are you still going with your yoga?
My wife's got a yoga studio.
Oh, okay.
But because German is a country of fear, nobody shows up because of COVID.
I can imagine it's been tough.
I like being in England because there are no rules anymore. But in Germany, talking about the next wave and the next wave.
Yeah.
I noticed that yoga was introduced at Arsenal, and you were deemed as the introducer, Jens, and you came in after David, which makes me think that David's not quite as bendy.
I don't know. At least I introduced the yoga teacher to Arsenal, and I've heard she has left a very, very good impression. Because it was a teacher of my wife, and
okay.
She was there for, I don't know, 10 years or longer.
Yeah. Jens, we've got to talk about your first season at Arsenal, and I remember playing against you when I was at Man City, right? And I remember being in the tunnel, and it was the weirdest feeling I've ever had, almost in football.
You know,
the fact that all my teammates were that side of me, and I was wearing a different top, and you got my shirt on.
They had to take somebody, and it was me.
Yeah, and I looked, and do you know what? I was in the tunnel, and all I could think about was, don't throw it to a yellow shirt. Don't throw it to a yellow shirt.
And did you?
No, I didn't. but I remember when I think Arsenal scored first, and then Man City equalised. And I remember I was like running around the penalty area, like going, giving it lots. And Thierry looked at me, and he went, "What are you doing, David?" I was like, "Whoops!" But it was a weird game for me. But you must have been, obviously you were so happy with your first season at Arsenal.
Yeah, but
you must have been a bit daunted, though. Come on, that's what you wanted to say.
what was it like?
What was it like following
legendary David Seaman? What was it like?
Well, it was, first to answer David's question, I didn't know about the outcome of the season when we played you. So yeah, it was a kind of a special season because it was my first, but we could have lost any minute. And the second question is that I knew that I was taking over from an English legend. Yeah. So I didn't even try to, to do something special or whatsoever, because the only thing which was quite helpful was the fans just had to switch from Seaman to Lehman. It was
a brilliant transition.
Mm. Yeah.
But apart from that, how long did you play there? 10 years, 15?
13 years.
Yeah. So that you have to be humble, and particularly as a German. Yeah, because I realized in my first away games that the away fans always mentioned the German history during the World War II. So it wasn't always very pleasant, but it was part of the game. And
as goalkeepers, do you study other goalkeepers? So going into that position, had you watched a lot of, you know, I guess VHS tapes at the time of performances of David? Well, that's what it was. I don't mean to age the question, but that's what happened. They watched tapes. So had you watched a load of tapes and performances from David and other English goalkeepers in the Premier League, or the Premiership as it was then?
No, sorry.
I know. but I know what you mean, Jens.
I saw him playing for England.
Yeah.
And
right. Okay.
Particularly, I saw him. When I came there, I did not watch videos from the previous season, because in Germany you could follow Arsenal. I think it was on Sky at the time. And so I saw him playing anyway. And I wondered, because the team was fantastic, and I wondered why they did not become champions in the end. Because you were far ahead of United, I think, for kind of three quarters of a season. And then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, you dropped.
Yeah.
And which was better for me. At the time, I didn't know that I was going to Arsenal, because it was a matter of 2 weeks in the preseason. But in the retro perspective, it was better, because if you were champions, so you go there and you can't do even better. So
it was, It was strange for me, because so when I played my last game for Arsenal, which was the FA Cup against Southampton, and we won, and I was captain for the day, but I still didn't know that that was going to be my last game for Arsenal. You know, I was out of contract. I knew that because because of the age that I was, what, 39? I was just signing a one-year deal every year. And so I didn't know. And the fact that you said that it all happened within 2 weeks, you know, it's it just shows you how quick it changes. But
I didn't know either. So the boss must have decided during his 5 o'clock morning yoga session in his garden.
Exactly. And you know how quick he changes his mind. but what's just really stuck is when you said that you didn't look at videos, you didn't see how I played and everything. And that's exactly what I was like when I took over from John Lukey at Arsenal. He was a real fan's favourite. But you, as a goalkeeper, you've just got to go in there and do your and play with your own style, haven't you?
Yeah. I mean, I like to learn things. And when I see something good, when somebody's playing, none of us has invented football. So you always try to copy. And then for some reason, you develop your own style. But it's always good when you learn something, a special technique or whatsoever. But it's not that... as a professional, you look at some other guys and to say, oh, I like that, I need to copy that. Yeah. Because copying, I think, doesn't work, because our body, our bodies are different.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it a little bit harder than to just copy or do whatever.
Yeah, but I chat to Martin Keown quite a lot, and he says that one of the main reasons for you being invincible was you. After you knew you'd won the league, a lot of the players seemed to relax a little bit, and he always tells me about when you played away at Portsmouth. He said, and the team were terrible apart from Jens. apparently, you know, he said to me, he said that you had an amazing game. Do you remember that?
I remember that game because Thierry, we conceded a goal, and Thierry looked at me like, "Mamma mia, what have you done?"
Yeah. No way. So,
you know, it's just the look, you know, his look sometimes. Yeah. And I said, okay.
It
was a second reason, because it was very dark there. And then they had a striker, I can't remember his name, and he was standing in front of me.
Yakubu.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was doing a very, very bad thing. At a corner, he just wanted me to come and whatever, do catching or punching. And that's why I don't forget it. He did this
No way.
Yes, but you didn't realize that I always had a protection. And so I told him, if you come near me again, yeah, it will be your last time ever. And so he stayed away.
That's amazing.
I remember the game.
Yeah.
Just for those listening on a podcast, it was a twist of the hand around the boy bits.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But looking back though, Jens, and I think of my first season at Arsenal and we won the league, but your first to win the league and then go invincible was just an amazing achievement.
David, I mean, I'm talking to you. You won the double. You won it three times, I think.
Twice.
And, you know, we were lucky to play with some other very good teammates. We had a very good manager. And yeah. I was lucky in my just first year because, every time I conceded a goal, somebody else has scored once or twice.
Yeah.
It was, I don't know how to describe. People look at it now as being something very special, which it was. But at the time, we didn't really think about it that much.
Yeah.
Because, as I said before, you could lose. You could have lost every minute. I remember the Man United game and Van Nistelrooy has put it against the crossbar.
Yeah, the penalty. Yeah.
But it's a team effort, and if it wasn't for, let's say, Lauren or Ashley Cole or Martin Kuhn, because most of the time people like Thierry got mentioned and some other guys who scored the goals and took the credit, but Saul Campbell, Kolo Touré, I think these guys were equally important, and all of us as a team effort to achieve something like that.
I'm
always told that the goalkeeper characters are very different to the outfield players. I'm told that so often, and I've got two of you here now. So are you a different breed?
I'll let Dave answer that.
I think we are a little bit different, you know, because you have to be, because mentally you have to be really tough, because we know that we can play all game and have an amazing game, but then make one mistake at the end. And that's what people remember, you know, but then equally we've got to be so strong mentally, because if you make that mistake in the first 5 minutes, you've still got to play your game, you know? So I think in that way that we're a little bit different. There's different ways of being a goalkeeper. Obviously when you look at me and I was like, I look so calm. And I always say, but in here, it was all going like this. But, you know, and Jens was similar, apart from when you used to get people marking you at the corners, Jens. I was like, oh no, he's going to lose it. He's going to lose it. But and then you look at Schmeichel, you know, and his style of goalkeeping was very like aggressive and shouting and, you know, but all different ways. But yeah, I still feel that we are different because we have to wait for the ball to come to us.
Which, because of that, we could play much longer, because if you always have to react, it's not as exhausting as when you have to always act.
Yeah.
And, I feel it. I always felt like I had to be perfect in my technical skills and hopefully in my mental skills, but because that was my little fear inside me. If I was not, I could lose my place to another guy.
Yeah.
And you know how it is. If you lose your place as a goalkeeper, it takes a while, if at all.
Yeah, because it's not normally like one game, is it? It's normally if you have a bad game, then you're out for quite a few games, you know, because then you have to wait for the other goalkeeper to start making some mistakes. And yeah, totally agree with that, yeah.
And on the other hand, I always felt responsible for all the other team members because I knew if they made too many mistakes, I couldn't cope with it. And at the end, it came down to me to be my my responsibility to concede too many goals.
Yeah. What, looking at the Arsenal team now, Jens, what are your thoughts on it? Do you think that they're, well, they are improving, but do you think they've got what it takes to push on in that top four?
I hope so. Whereas the games ahead are very tough now in comparison with the other teams like Spurs or United. That's a good thing. United, I don't see that strong.
Yeah.
But Spurs still could be competing. But it would be a great achievement, I have to say, to achieve these fourth spot. And particularly considering the bad start of the season and the previous two seasons they had. And I have to pay some credit to Mikel Arteta, because I think he was literally gone. And then he turned it around. But Dave, you and I, we know that it's just the first step, because we want to see them winning. We want to see them winning.
Yeah. We want to see them in contention for winning the league. You know, that's where we were. That's where you were. You know, and it's something that Arsenal need to get back to. You know, because they need to, especially get in the top four to attract bigger players to play in Europe. And then they need to start pushing to start winning the league. But
do you not think that gap's massive, though, at the moment between Liverpool, City and everyone else?
Yes. I know it is. But, you know, within a season, it can diminish sometimes to small margins.
Yeah. And, you know, I can see Arsenal doing what Leicester did. But there's more of a chance of Arsenal doing that, you know. And I think at the moment, that's what Arsenal need to do. They need to have a season like Leicester had and really push. And I just feel that Arsenal have got, obviously, a much better chance of doing that, you know. So a fantastic season from Arsenal it'd be interesting to see where they finish up, you know, because like Jens said, we got off to a bad start of this season and then we've progressed and got better and better. And I'm really looking forward to next season.
What I see sometimes, they lost all the big games. And is there a winning psychology inside the club? Because in that respect, all of them who are there at work are very inexperienced. I think apart from Edu, who's won the couple of trophies with us. But even Mikel Arteta, or of course the players, or anybody else, I hope that they have to make this experience to win something and something big, because then you know how it is. That will put you to the next level.
Yeah,
and that's not easy.
Yeah, I know what you mean. What have you made of Aaron Ramsdale?
Oh, I was impressed, I have to say, because I know Bernd Leno really well, and I think he's a great goalkeeper. But Aaron Ramsdale just took over at the right moment. I like his style, because he reminds me a little bit of myself.
Yeah.
And so he's he's pushy, he's brave, and he doesn't care if something doesn't go that well. So I like his style, and actually I think that you can see a lot of potential in him, and obviously he's young. He needs to learn how to coach, because I always say I couldn't have gone to Arsenal 5 or 6 years earlier, because I was just not as good as I was then, because in that team I came, I had to coach a lot. Yeah. And as a young goalkeeper, you know how it is. You're more focused on yourself than on coaching and putting the others in the right positions. Yeah. And that's difficult to learn if you don't have anybody who can teach you, but I hope he will do it soon.
Yeah.
How do you think that's affected Leno? You're saying you're a good friend of his. With that injury at the time and then Aaron taking over the number one spot, how has that affected the dynamic maybe between the two of them as well?
I saw them after the game was at Villa. the last game, which they've won.
Wolves. Oh, no, Villa, sorry. Yeah, Villa.
Yeah, they won 1-0.
Yeah. Villa.
Saka.
Yeah.
And
I saw Ramsdale coming on to Leno and hugging him after the game, which shows me they seem to have a very good relationship. Unfortunately, when somebody was competing with me, I didn't have that much. So it was a surprise to me that Ramsdale came to Leno and was congratulating him on the pitch, which is good.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And I go into Arsenal and I'm coaching the under-23s goalkeepers once a week. And I sometimes watch the first team train, you know, the goalkeepers. And there's a real good friendship there as well. You know, and it is hard. There's no doubt about it, because once someone takes your place, you've in your head, you want them to go, you want them to make mistakes. But the friendship that they've got looks really strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I said, it's a new generation. Imagine the two of us, I would have come to you and then I took over. I couldn't imagine you congratulating
me. Seriously though, Jens. So Arsene made an offer to me after the cup final. He said, I want you to be my number three goalkeeper. That's true. That is honest, that is true. And I was like, number three?
Not even number two.
Because he wanted to try and push Stuart Taylor, but he wanted me to be the coach. And I still felt that I could play, you know, so I could have been your coach.
Together with Bob Wilson.
Yeah. And then you had Jerry, didn't you? Yeah.
And Stuart Taylor, when I came, everybody told me, the press, they said, well, it's not certain that he's playing because there's Stuart Taylor and we see him as the next England number one.
Yeah.
And I was looking at Stuart, who's a fantastic guy and I had a lot of fun with, but he was just too young, so I had to laugh a little bit, you know.
I know what you mean. Yeah, he and, was...
But technically, he was a very, very good goalkeeper. Unfortunately, with his injuries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he became a number two, and for me
too soon.
Maybe, but he seemed happy at being a number two.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah. But good lad, real like you say, yeah. It's good fun. Very good fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He once struck the Nike guy who invented a new ball. And because we invited him to test his own balls, so we had him going in goal. The Nike ball, you know, because he's provided us with a ball we've never played before. And it was for the Champions League semi-final against Chelsea. And I made a mistake with that ball because it was coming like that.
Yeah.
And I was absolutely angry. And so Stuart struck a ball right at the middle of his chest. And he fell.
No way. He showed him that after. This is what happens.
Yes, what happens. And he told us after that he just recovered from, how do you call it? Vertebra.
Vertigo.
Of his vertebra or something.
Oh.
But Stuart had such a hard shot. Yeah. Really knocked him out.
Jens, how are you feeling about Germany going into the World Cup? Are you confident?
Yeah, we're always confident.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the last two tournaments haven't been turned out that great for us. And we've got a young squad now. But same as Arsenal. To have a young squad is not always an excuse for not trying or not actually winning something. Because... we like to win something, but it looks a little bit more difficult now. Comparing our team with the French team, the English team was good for the European Championship. So it's not going to be that easy.
Mm. And do you think, is Manuel Neuer still your number one? I always say, people ask me who's the best goalkeeper in the world at the moment, and I still say Manuel.
I think he's still the number one in Germany. And for me... as you said, the best in the world, because his physical strength is fantastic, his mental strength. There are two other guys, Trapp from Frankfurt and Ter Stegen from Barcelona.
Yeah.
I hope that they would compete a little bit more, because that would even improve Manuel a little bit.
Yeah.
Then, unfortunately, Bernardino from Arsenal, who was always in the squad, he's not there right now because he's not playing anymore.
Yeah.
I wish all the best to him. That actually, is he playing now? How long is
he played? He played in the Villa game.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know how long Aaron's going to be out. He's got a hip flexor, a muscle strain, so maybe out for another week. But then it'll be interesting to see what happens when he comes back. Does he go straight back into the team, or does Bernd stay in? So, big question for Mikel.
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah. You see, we have a fantastic goalkeeper and three behind.
Yeah,
and but as I said before, the three behind, they're sometimes a little bit too shy to challenge him a little bit more.
Right. Yeah, but Neuer's been doing it for so long, and he's won everything, and yet his standard is still up there.
His standard has to be there, because that what you said before doesn't guarantee him anything. You know how it is. The next game ahead, if it's a bad game, you'll be questioned.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. It's been amazing to have you on. So good to see you.
Thank you.
Nice one, Jens.
Thank you.
Cheers, Jens. All nice to see you.
Take care. Cheers.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thanks for that, Jens. Don't forget, you can watch all our interviews, including chats with my former teammates such as Wrighty, Tony Adams, Martin Keown and Bob Wilson, in full over on our YouTube channel. Just search Seaman Says.
This is a Listening Dog Media production.
Sports Social Podcast Network.